Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart, and today we're talking with Mary Andries from Well of Grace Ministries. How are you today?
Yeah, doing well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Good to have you on here, good to have all the great things that you guys are doing in the community. For people that may not know or may not have heard of Well of Grace Ministries, give me the rundown of what you guys are up to on a regular basis.
Lots of good things happening at Well of Grace. So we offer therapy groups for adolescent girls and women free of charge to them. We have three different programs, one called Club H2O, and we're running that club in probably about 14 different locations throughout Berrien County.
Wow.
We're helping over 500 girls a year with our programming. And like I said, it's free therapy. With the adolescent support groups, we're teaching kids boundary setting, coping strategies, and self-esteem, investment in their self-esteem. So it's really a great program that we've created. We've had over 10 years of fine-tuning our materials for that, and we're just meeting a huge need in the community.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important, and you're catching these girls at a young age, teaching them all these great things.
Right.
And so if someone was, you know, interested in this or hears about this and says, oh, well, I've got a daughter, maybe she could be in a program like this. How do you get people to come to your programs?
Yep. So if it's at a school system or a community agency that we're connected with, you can just talk to maybe the guidance counselor at the school or any lead at a local agency. If we're not there yet, we could definitely partner. We partner with anybody really in the community that has a population that works with adolescent girls, because we know we need to meet them where they are. Transportation is a huge barrier. And like I said, we can travel.
So
we are flexible with that.
Yep. So schools and maybe churches.
Yep, absolutely. Any other kind of outings. I know we've done groups at churches, libraries, different organizations that have targeted populations. So we also do groups for women as well. So Safe Shelter would be a location that we would actually go to and work with the women there.
Oh, wow.
It's been great. And then, so Oasis is the name of that program that we work with women. And so we pack all our stuff up, we travel to them. We also have a center in Stevensville that we have groups as well. So people can come to our center if, maybe there's not one that's having a, group locally for them.
Sure.
So it's not too far away. Wherever you are in Berrien County, Stevensville is not that. It's kind of a central hub.
Absolutely.
So, and then the last one is DuPoint Services for women and teens with eating disorders. So that's we've really been investing in that programming, creating a center approach. So providing group therapy for not just the women, but their families. Also connecting with one-on-one support. So not just the group, but follow up with one-on-one services for them. We're connecting with local doctors and dietitians to create a network of specialists. So that's been a huge initiative the past couple of years for us, and really moving forward, there's not a ton of help for those ladies in our community.
Now, you get support from United Way of Southwest Michigan as well, correct?
For our teen group, Club H2O. So we are a partner with United Way, and they have been awesome. They have been awesome to us and helping us promote our services and growing that program. So I think when we started working with them, we were working with about 70 girls, and now we're, you know, past 500.
That's so great.
So they've been awesome because they see the need in
Absolutely.
The community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always the thing when we talk to United Way of Southwest Michigan, the need is great in our community and continues to be. and we're able to support great things like Well of Grace Ministries. We're talking with Mary Andrews from Well of Grace Ministries. Now, all the great programs that you guys have, mm-hmm. not only do you get support from United Way of Southwest Michigan and a lot of other people, but you also have something really cool coming up here pretty soon. Where you're doing a lot or an online auction of all kinds of different things to help support you guys.
Yes. So this is our first ever try at this.
Yeah.
It's exciting and terrifying at the same time, but mostly exciting. A lot of legwork going into this. A lot of people loving us. Man, it's just amazing when you ask for support, how people just show up. Like, we live in such an amazing community. That they do. They just show up. I have a list in front of me, several pages long, of items that people have donated to us. So from gift cards to any area, place that you're going to go to anyway, just get on the auction, purchase that gift card because you're going to go there anyway. I mean, Bit of Swiss and Cracker Barrel and tons of other places, any spas, maybe you want to treat yourself. Christmas is coming up, right?
Right, so absolutely.
Get it for a Christmas gift. So it's kind of a win-win. And the cool thing about the auction is you don't have to pay full price for any items. Okay. I think it's a fraction of the price as the starting bid. Of course, we want things to bring in as much money as possible, but hey, you might find a good deal on here as well. So,
and really, that's a great thing too. And like you mentioned, gifts for maybe the holidays, and some people in my family have done that where they've given a gift and they've also like put a little card and said, "This is the reason I got you this gift."
Awesome.
And so you could do that same sort of thing when you get. I noticed there's KitchenAid small appliances, everything from
washer and dryer to a whole kitchen supply. Inventory, like just amazing things, sporting events, Notre Dame game. Tons of gift cards. A local artist is donating a beautiful sculpture. Like, it's just going to be awesome.
Awesome.
And so you can actually even get online and see the items beforehand. So before next week, this goes live, you can go and say, "Hey, there's some things I have my eye on."
Absolutely.
Start planning ahead.
Yeah, that's a great thing. And so for people that are like, okay, I'm hearing all these items, I want to hear more, because she says that she has pages upon pages and she can't mention it all during this segment.
No.
So where can we go? And you said you can go as soon as right now to check out these items.
Yep. So it's WOG2019.givesmart.com.
Okay. So we
and
go
we'll
to
say that
that
again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yeah. WOG2019.givesmart.com. Mm-hmm. This is really great. And like you said, it's all to help all the great work that you guys do over at Well of Grace Ministries, which you said you've been around for quite a while in our community.
Quite a while. Over 10 years. We started as really finding a need for that population of adolescent girls and women and just gaps in services. And we started really creating a residential program. That's really where our heart was. And just as we started to see how that looked in our community, and then we decided that we would kind of change pace and do outpatient because we could reach more ladies, and we can actually travel to them. And because transportation is such a huge barrier for people.
Absolutely.
Kids are going to school. If they're in crisis, families are in crisis, or if there's a financial issue going on, who has, and all the other things, then who has time to go from school to therapy and then try to get their groceries and then try to do all of these other things. So we understand that we can meet a need just by being mobile with especially that adolescent population.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If someone was maybe interested in helping you guys, not only with this purchasing something for this online auction, which, by the way, is at WOG2019.givesmart.com, but also maybe if they have some skills that might be great for Well of Grace, even if it was, hey, I can help transport whether it's girls or help transport any items or things that you guys have to get from place to place, how would they go about getting more information about the great work you guys do?
Great question. So just give us a call. 269-428-9355. Yeah.
Okay. So, 428-9355.
9355. Sorry
Wonderful.
About that.
No, that's okay. We'll write that down just like the website, WOG2019.givesmart.com. Like you said, this online auction.
Yes.
It's available now to go and look at. When does the auction start?
So it starts on the 21st mm-hmm. and ends on the 25th. So you can start bidding on items on the 21st and then it closes on the 25th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. A lot of great items, all to help out the great work that you guys do at Well of Grace Ministries. And one more time, for people that are interested and want to know more about just the work that you guys do, is there a website or Facebook or anything like that that we can go to?
Of course, wellofgraceministries.com or Facebook with the same name, Well of Grace Ministries on Facebook. So
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you so much for this great
Absolutely.
Opportunity. But and auction information mm-hmm. about groups, information about testimonies and stories and all those good things that pull at your heartstrings are on there as well. But just good information about, hey, if I'm struggling with this, I can call someone.
That's great stuff. Well, thank you so much, Mary, for the work that you guys do at Well of Grace Ministries. And thanks for taking the time with me today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.